May 29, weighed in heaven's balances. The Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. 1 Samuel 2:3. The Lord is a God of knowledge. In his word, he is represented as weighing men, their development of character and all their motives, whether they be good or evil. It is for the eternal interest of everyone to search his own heart and to improve every God-given faculty. Let all remember that there is not a motive in the heart of any man that the Lord does not clearly see. The motives of each are weighed as carefully as if the destiny of the human agent depended upon this one result. God in heaven is true, and there is not a design, however intricate, or a motive, however carefully hidden, that he does not clearly understand. He reads the secret devisings of every heart. Men may plan out crooked actions for the future, thinking that God does not understand. But in that great day when the books are opened and every man is judged by the things written in the books, these actions will appear as they are. There are many who need now to consider the words, Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting, Daniel 5:27. God's holy, everlasting, immutable law is the standard by which man is to be tried. This law defines what we shall do and what we shall not do, saying, thou shalt and thou shalt not. This law is summed up in the two great principles, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself, Luke 10:27. This means just what it says. Oh, how few will be prepared to meet the law of God in the great day of judgment. Man weighed against God's holy law is found wanting. We are enlightened by the precepts of the law, but no man can by them be justified. Weighed and found wanting is our inscription by nature, but Christ is our mediator, and accepting him as our Savior, we may claim the promise, being justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5, verse 1.